Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Cyprus Music Pod.
Yeah, I'm back.
Ben is back.
Finally.
and welcome back to the last time you'll ever hear us call it Cyprus Music Pod.
Yeah. Oh, what a sad time. It's not sad, no. We're going on to bigger and better things, we hope.
we will explain it to you, but not in this episode.
Not in this episode, a separate episode, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. This is the final episode of season one
of
Cyprus Music Pod. And we're doing Indie Week.
Yeah.
As our final episode.
Which is, I kind of like how that panned out, really,
me too.
To be fair.
Yeah, because we've always got good indie stuff coming in.
Yeah, really good. Good.
And
really
this one's good. From the same place they always come from.
Wise Monkey Music.
Wise Monkey Music, our friend Ollie. He sent over Fearless by Franny B.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Yeah,
just off the bat.
Yeah, really good.
We listened to it, like, six times, I think. It just kept going
on loop. Yeah, we listened to it quite a while ago when we first got given it. We got given it, I would say, about...
This one has been scheduled for a little while.
Yeah, for a while. And then we listened to it then, which is it's another rare case where I listened to it way before the podcast.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it then and enjoyed it now.
Yeah, yeah. It's about 2.5 minutes. Mm. So it's a good little taster. So I'll read you what Franny B has said about her song. So about herself first, Franny B is a dance pop artist who takes her inspiration from the likes of Rita Ora and Halsey to mix mix pop hooks with raw lyrics.
Yeah.
She has received praise from some of her favourite artists in pop and R&B, including Sinead Harnett and Marie and Jessie J.
Oh, mad. Fair enough.
She said, "I wrote this song after I was lucky enough to be invited to share the stage with one of my favourite artists, Jessie J.
Oh, wow.
This moment happened for me in a time of personal struggle, and it gave me such a boost of empowerment that I wanted to try and capture it in a song."
Nice.
She said, "I hope this track can encourage others to be brave and jump into every positive opportunity without doubt or fear."
Right, yeah. I like that. That was kind of good.
I read it a little while ago, but that's nice.
Well, the thing is, like, saying that her favourite artists and all that stuff, that's exactly what I was saying, that the fact this song could easily be top 10 right now. If it was in the mainstream and, like,
I'd expect... If you played this to me and I didn't know who it was, I'd expect it to be in the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like
for
it is.
For sure, yeah. And we're saying that in a good way. Yeah, dissing it or anything. That
we're expecting
is good
it to be that level of quality.
Yeah, and to be fair, it actually fits her description, like dance pop, and it's really well.
Yeah.
So, should we get into
it? Yeah, we'll go in. So, the first thing that happens in the whole song is like that wet filter on the vocals, which is... immediately quite a nice intro. It's important to catch you at the first. It immediately catches my attention.
It's a very kind of mainstream thing at the moment, that sort of thing at the beginning of songs,
definitely.
And
like,
it really captures that essence of it, of the whole genre.
It sort of drops out with that sort of like, and it's got that rising phased synth sound, which it kind of repeats the whole way through the song here and there in different sections. There's quite a lot of like that rising synth sound, which is quite good. And then that beat comes in.
Yeah.
Which
was really nice beat.
Yeah, it is a nice beat actually. Because it's like made up of like non-traditional sounds.
Yeah,
it's not made up of like drum patches.
Yeah, it's not like your traditional like just snare, bass, whatever.
Yeah, it's like an 808 or something.
Yeah,
like, it's not made up of like drum patches. It's made up of like
different,
non-traditional sounds.
Yeah, it's different percussion instruments as well. Like, I'm assuming they've been put in through MIDI.
Yeah, yeah.
It's programmed well. It sounds really good.
Yeah, like, it does, yeah.
Up there.
And then it gets that kind of like that bass synth comes in, which I think comes in for the first time, if I'm not wrong, just after the first chorus.
Yes.
And it's got that kind of like subby, acidy bass to it.
Yeah.
Which is really tasty,
it
actually.
It is really tasty.
It cuts through the mix really well.
Mm-hmm. Her vocals really good as well.
Yeah, her vocals are really good. The only thing is that was my only first criticism was about the vocals. Was I love her voice, but I will say I don't like the mix.
Yeah,
of the vocals.
I said it kind of just sounds like she is singing over a dance beat.
Yeah, which is like, essentially what it
is. It is essentially
I guess.
What it is, but I don't mean that like, but it could be changed a bit and she could flow with the actual beat a bit more.
Yeah.
Or the beat could flow with her, like the way she's written the chorus.
I get
and
what
stuff
you
like
mean.
That.
Like it sounds like the song and the vocals were mixed separately in in a different way. But what I did have a thought about is because I said like I sounds quite tinny and the vocals don't really sit super well with the mix and the rest of the song. But I did say that that could just be the mastering letting it down.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
the
it could
overarching
be.
Master effect
yeah.
might just be missing from that vocal
it could
track.
Be, you do lose a bit of the low end bit of her voice,
yeah.
which I don't know if you necessarily need it, but like it'd be help if it was her voice was a bit creamier and a bit thicker, because it is quite tinny and it's quite thin.
Yeah,
but there's no. Not criticism. Well, it is a criticism, but
it doesn't take too
mixing.
Much away from the track.
No, it takes barely anything.
And other than that, the production is actually really good.
Yeah, the production's great.
There's a lot of like dynamic changes, a lot of use of like risers,
which kind of links it to the way that pop and dance kind of fit together. That where obviously dance music does rise and it drops and whatever like that. And the same with pop. I mean, I guess pop music is now more dancier now.
Yeah. She's really riding that wave.
Yeah.
Clearly,
no,
like that. We've suddenly hit a point where they are colliding quite regularly.
Yeah.
In like an upbeat way. And
yeah.
This
I think
is...
you listen. If you go onto the top 10 now, unless it's a grime song,
or like rap and hip hop,
it's going to be a dance beat. With female vocals or male vocals.
To be fair, it is very formulaic.
Yeah.
But this captures it really well.
It captures really well and does it really well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And it really does, like, again, as I said, it will hit that target market of, like, I guess, young teens, whatever, that listen to mainstream music and stuff like that. It would hit that and they would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. I enjoyed it, to be fair. And
it was really good.
Obviously, it's not music that we normally listen to.
No, it's not a genre we're super well averse in.
But we can appreciate it when
Definitely.
It's good, and this
is
very good for what it is.
I really enjoyed it. It had like that chorus especially was quite interesting to listen to, because it you'd expect with that much going on in the chorus, because you've got so many things. You've got like this, like you got like these synth, like these bright poppy sounds on the synths.
Yeah.
And you've got the risers going. You've got the quite a thick beat.
Yeah.
In the background, and you've got her singing. You'd expect it to get quite messy.
But no.
But no, it doesn't. Everything sits really nicely.
Yeah.
There's tons of clarity.
I just think it
like
it sits nicely, it's clear.
Mm.
But you also got a lot to listen to.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
It does, to be fair, it does take a lot of listens to. So, because when we listened to it again, like the first time listening back to it, we were like, oh, this is maybe not as good as we remember it. But then we listened to it a few more times and we're really vibing with this now.
Yeah.
Because you listen out for the different
The more
aspects.
You listen, the more you hear.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it's,
definitely.
It's hard to get everything in one listen with this song.
Oh, yeah.
Because
like,
there's so much going
on. Some songs do that, but it's a rare case.
Yeah, yeah.
But and even then, I think most music you have to listen to at least three times for one song.
And yeah, I mean, we listened to this probably five or six times when we were taking our notes, and honestly every single time it came on I was getting more and more into it.
Yeah, it was getting better and better,
like,
which
and
I think
she knows how to write a hook.
Yeah,
definitely
it's
really
catchy. It's gonna be in my head for the rest of the day
probably.
But like that's fine, because
it's to be fair, there are much worse songs to have stuck in your head.
This is
one of the better ones, definitely.
Yeah. I also did say, and then this is kind of a shot in the dark, but it did say it could use a rap verse.
Yeah, I agreed.
But so, and I mean it in a good way. Like, cause it is a very good song, but like, I just feel like, because it's quite a short song, I think if you just extend the beat on a little bit longer and have one last chorus, you can have a rap in the middle of that.
The thing
right,
is you're so... At first, when you said that, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
but then I thought about it more, and we had that conversation about how this is quite poppy formulaic.
Yeah.
The way that dance genre and pop are currently mixing,
you
are right in that there are also a lot of rap and hip hop influences trickling through as well. So I actually do agree that I don't know if it would necessarily be made better by a rap.
But
it definitely would add something to it.
It would add a different flavor. I mean, it depends who you got in to do it.
Definitely,
because if you got like
the quality of the rapper is
it's
a big,
very important.
Yeah,
because if you got someone like American, like it could possibly very good, but if it's like a grime artist, I mean, for me it kind of would kill it a little bit, but
I don't
it depends.
It does depend on who it is, really.
Well, it's an idea.
It is an idea. Definitely. I do think it would add to it, definitely.
Yeah, like I
enjoyed it,
because if you think, we were saying that this is very like Clean Bandit.
I did say originally, before I read the intro that she sent us, I was like, oh, that does sound kind of a bit like Clean Bandit-y, that kind of like really up pop. And then she said that she drew inspiration from the likes of like Rita Ora and Halsey, and I was like, actually I get
that vibe as
that
well.
Vibe
yeah.
quite heavily.
Didn't she mention Anne Marie as well?
She did.
Anne Marie's done a song with Clean Bandit, and it's like
that's
again
very true.
It's very that vibe, and I think it just generally is so many ideas flowing for like this for Franny B, because if she's producing this good music, there is tons of stuff she can do with it. It's great.
She has just released, literally in the last few days, I think, another single.
Oh, okay.
Which we'll listen to in a little bit after the episode. Yeah. Which I'm actually now quite excited to listen to.
Yeah, I'll listen to it now, because
having listened to this one.
Because I think the thing is, when we talk about music, sometimes, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it, or I don't know if I'm going to have enough to talk about. And like, obviously, my notes are completely different to yours. Like,
they are very different.
Aiden writes an essay, and I just write bullet points.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be open.
It works differently.
Because I'm more comfortable with just carrying on the conversation from what it is. The more I talk about a song, and especially with this song, the ideas start flowing. Like, the kind of producer in me is like, you could do this and you could do that.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so much you could add to this song, but even without it, it's a great song on its own.
Maybe a bit short, but then it fits.
I would say it's a little bit short, to be fair. But
it's about radio time, but I guess radio time's a bit longer now as well.
Nowadays, it's a bit more sort of like 3.5, 4 minutes.
Sometimes they do cut down the songs for radio. Very true. And I think you can get away with just playing the whole song on the radio
It's short, but it's not distractingly short. It's not annoyingly short.
Short but sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I would say, because you remember it and you're like, oh, what was that song like?
Yeah, I completely agree.
There is a load of potential with it as well.
And definitely.
Franny B's got loads of potential, I'd say.
I'm really excited to hear some more of it. I imagine that we'll probably get some more from Ollie anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe we sort something out for whatever the newest single is as well for next season.
Yeah.
What did you grade it? Because I don't know if we graded it the same thing.
I think I now have graded it the same as you.
Oh, okay.
Because I did put it down. I put A-.
Yeah.
But originally, I did shock Aiden a little bit.
Yeah.
I said it was going to be a C, because then... But I realised...
I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know either. It is an A-, I'm sorry.
It is an A-, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a solid A-.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, the only thing I would say to probably push that up to an A is probably maybe sort... add the vocals.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it is that overarching mastering effect that just needs adding on to the vocals as well.
Maybe just look back at what happened in the mastering, what happened in the mixing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it may not even be the vocals. And it could be the mic. That's the thing.
There's any number of things that it could be.
I think, because over our experience of what we've done with recording and stuff, it literally could be like a million different things.
Yeah, it could. But the only person that will know is Franny B. Yeah. So, yeah, I gave it an A- as well. Well deserved A-.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, this was a great song.
Yeah, well done.
And I'm looking forward to listening to some more of it.
I think that's cool. She's supported Jessie J. That's kind of sick, to be fair.
It is pretty sick. Whether it's music I listen to or not, it's still impressive.
It is very impressive.
Kudos, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for Fearless by Franny B.
Yeah.
We will link the song in the description, as always, and Franny B's socials.
Yep.
You can also find Wise Monkey Music in the description. As always, our boy Ollie. Thank you very much.
And our socials as well.
Our socials are down there.
But
you know that.
Yeah.
You know that. You stuck with us for a whole season.
It's been a lot of work.
It has been a lot of work, but I'm excited for what's to come. So listen out on our Spotify. You'll see it's not going to be like a full episode.
No.
It's just going to be like a 5-minute speaking piece of us just explaining what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just join us next time.
Next time,
I guess. Next season.
Next season.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And bye bye.
Bye.